For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Lisa Leidy, a freshman defender out of Fairbanks, Alaska. And first of all, Lisa, tell us your story. How did you end up at Bemidji State?
I was at a little tiny camp in Anchorage, Alaska, and there were maybe three college coaches there, and Shane happened to see me, and it just all worked out.
You're also playing alongside a couple of Alaskans. Whitney Wyvoda is also from Fairbanks. Did you know Whit before you came here?
I didn't personally know her, but she'd play recently with my brother in high school hockey, so I had seen her.
Is it kind of nice to have a couple of players on your team that are from so far away like you are?
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I mean, we can like relate with like not being able to go home and just like other little things you can kind of relate with, and we just know similar people, so it's kind of nice.
Your family is in town to watch you guys play the Gophers. How nice is it to have members of your family here?
It's nice. I mean, I only see them summer, Christmas, and if they come and visit occasionally, so it's really nice to see them, and it's really nice to have them see me play in person.
You've been playing alongside Carly Essie. What's it been like having a sophomore kind of help you lead?
It's been really nice. I like having an upperclassman. If I have any questions, she helps me. We work really well together, and I know it's really nice having somebody that like really knows what she's doing, because she's always there. If I need her, like if I need help, if I need anything, she's there to help me.
Did you think you'd get this much playing time so early in your career?
No, I was just hoping that I would dress every few games, and I'm really happy that I am dressing most games. I put a lot of work in, so like I'm glad to see it's kind of paying off, and I just like to see where the rest of it goes.
You've got some great defenders on this Beaver squad, obviously. Even a Bilich blocks a lot of shots. How much does she lead by example?
I watch her all the time. I watch her, see what she does on the blue line, see what she does in the D zone. I try to, all of the defenders, I try to watch and see what they're doing good, and see how I can improve.
Back when you were playing in Alaska, were you normally a shot blocker?
I just recently started being okay with blocking them. I'll still occasionally flinch out of the way, but I mean, it's hard stepping in front of shots. It's hard to get into. You know it hurts, but it helps so much.
Your team put on a valiant effort against Minnesota last night. You know, you really couldn't have asked for much more except maybe a couple goals. But what was it like playing against a team like the Gophers?
I was very nervous getting into the game because it's the Gophers. I mean, it's a known name, so it's scary. But once you get right into it, it's just another hockey game, and it's fun. It's just another hockey game. Like I said, like it's playing any other team, and you just have to have the right mindset and just be focused, and you're good.
What's it been like having Coach Scanlon there? Obviously, he's a motivator. Do you get kind of pumped up when you hear his speeches?
Yeah, Coach Scanlon is a great guy. I really enjoy being on the team with him because he's so understanding, and he really puts you in a great mood right before the game. He puts you in the right mindset, and it helps so much.
What did he tell your team in the post game after your team lost and obviously had probably more shots than what the shot chart had said?
He said that the score, like, yeah, we lost, so that's upsetting, but we had a great game, we had a great effort, and so he was just paying attention to how we played based on other than the score of the game.
What's it going to take to beat the Gophers today?
I think we just have to capitalize. We played amazing, they played amazing, so we just got to keep it up and capitalize on our opportunities.
How old were you when you first put on hockey skates?
I was maybe 3 or 4. My dad has played his whole life, my brother played his whole life, so I started real early.
You just followed in their footsteps.
I followed in their footsteps. I'm number 18 because they are. I just wanted to be just like my dad and brother.
Did you always know you were going to play defense?
I have maybe played forward once. Defense has been my position. My dad would always tell me that even though I wasn't scoring goals, I would get upset. But then he'd tell me and remind me that defense is one of the most important positions on the ice. And you just got to stick with it. And ever since he would tell me that, I loved it. I've always loved it.
So you're not an offensive defenseman, you're more of a defender.
I try to be a more offensive defenseman, but yeah, I mean, defense don't get as many opportunities as forwards do, but I'm fine with that, and I just love playing defense.
Where do you think your strength is on the ice?
I don't know, it's hard to pick that for myself because I'm a very humble person, so I just kind of try to do as best as I can and see where it goes.
Lisa, thanks so much for your time. Good luck today against those Gophers. Go get them.
Thank you.